What up, Hyperchange? We're here in Mountain View in the heart of Silicon Valley, about to get a tour of the lab of ZBiotics. They are the first genetically engineered probiotic for human consumption, bringing biotech to the masses, solving the hangover, a viral product with 2 million vials sold. I know what you're thinking, hangover cure? How legit can that be? This is totally different than all the other BS out there. It is a GMO bacteria that they have engineered themselves, patented technology from a mad scientist, Zach, who we're about to meet. One ingredient which is designed to eat acetaldehyde in your gut. That's the main thing that gives you a hangover that your liver has to process. So you take their little juice, drink that before you have to start drinking, and that juice and the bacteria in it is doing all the work so your liver doesn't have to. This is actual science. And we will be putting that to the test tonight. We're about to get a tour of their lab from the CEO himself and see what they're up to. Let's roll.
Oh, hi, Bob. What's up, guys?
Good Zach, to see you. Yeah, yeah.
Great to see you.
Yeah,
bro.
Cool. Come
Thanks
on
for
in.
Having us.
Yeah, yeah. Steven Tiochino, my co-founder.
Steven, what's up?
Good to see you.
This is where all the magic happens. Yeah.
Invent the strains here. Invent the new ingredient here.
It's the lab space here where I'm going to get these things done. So, living in this freezer is basically all the strains that we've built. We have hundreds of them. This product, like this vial, and inside this, is a probiotic bacteria that we've genetically engineered to break down this acetaldehyde. And so then that gets into your body, it breaks down the acetaldehyde, and then you wake up the next day and you feel better. So basically we've given this bacteria this like useful extra function in the body. And so the big idea around ZBiotics is that we can engineer bacteria to do all kinds of functions. Like, so breaking down acetaldehyde is just one, but there are many things that we can do with this technology.
And I love the idea that it's like ZBiotics, like Zach, like this mad scientist, you and this whole team, like coming up with these crazy little concoctions. Like if you see this, like it's glass, it feels like this little like biotech thing from the future, like drink before drinking, proudly GMO, like leveraging science to really do something really, really cool. Like I just think this is so unique, and like, it's kind of hard to see how cool it is on camera, but when you get your hands on it, you'll like feel how kind of like professional and sciencey it seems.
There's like a lot of like mystery around like what genetic engineering really is. It's like mad scientists like tinkering with like God and evolution in the lab. It's it's not really that. I hopefully it'll show kind of what we're really doing here and how this technology is very like just a clear application of natural biology to make things that now we're like directing or focusing on something that's useful for people. If we go over here, we can show like some of the stuff we're doing on these plates are just different bacteria. We have developed kind of systems in order to encourage the bacteria to change their own DNA in ways that would be useful for us. One of the things we did early on in just determining how the strain works and making sure that we can get a function to happen in that bacteria, we can engineer to express a protein that glows green. So it's called green fluorescence protein, or GFP. These bacteria are like glowing green. And so like, you know, as opposed to over here, where we only see like on the edges, they're glowing green, those ones in the middle are not. Or like in there, you can see that, you know, some of them are glowing green and some of them are not.
Like this, let's zoom in on this one. Cause if you take this off, and then you can see that there's actually a spot right there, which is expressing, or you've disrupted that green glow. But then you like,
oh, right,
like,
exactly.
All of these are glowing green, except there's that one spot there that's not, which means it's working, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so that's like a tool we built, right? So we know that like, so that there's the function, right? So it's non-native function, the bacteria don't normally glow green. And then we encourage the bacteria to glow green basically by, you know, kind of explaining the way genetic engineering works, at least the way we do it. We basically take bacteria and we mix them with DNA, and the bacteria naturally can take up that DNA and recombine it into their own, they basically integrate it into their own genomes. And they do all that on their own naturally. That's how bacteria have evolved over the last 3 billion years. They take up DNA from their surroundings, they swap it in, they see if it's useful or not useful, and then they live or die based on whether or not it is. And so it's a very natural process. The process is called natural competence and homologous recombination. Published scientifically, the tools we've built, other companies that would use the same strain in us could theoretically use these tools, and that way we kind of move the field forward. We take a little bit of that bacteria from that white colony and we put it in a test tube, and we basically create the environment that we know is happening in your gut. So we know the gene's in there, but does it work?
Yeah.
Right? And so we take a test tube and we basically make it look like your gut. We you know, make the pH the same. It's kind of like the pH in your gut. We add like bile acids and all these different things that sort of resemble that environment. And then we add in acetaldehyde. And we add in the amount of acetaldehyde we know is likely, you're likely to be exposed to after drinking alcohol. And so then sort of like recreating that situation that would be happening if you're drinking. And then we mix in our bacteria, and then we look basically at the amount of acid at the beginning, and then we look again like an hour later and see how much of it we've broken down. And so first and foremost, we can determine from that, not only that the protein is working, if we see acetaldehyde go away, we can determine like how fast it's working, how much bacteria are needed to make sure that if you're basically were to ingest this bacteria, could it break down the acetaldehyde in your gut at a physiologically relevant rate, like at a rate that matters for the way you feel the next day.
Has there been anyone who's made a bacteria that's genetically engineered that I consume? I've never heard of this before Z-Biotics.
Right. No, it's the world, like, so when we launched that product in August of 2019, it was the world's first genetically engineered probiotic of any kind to go to market. So it's definitely like
pretty cool. Like, yeah, that's huge.
We were so.
Once you can create something that goes through your gut, then it's like all of a sudden now you have a whole new window to get something to humans every single day in like a whole like kind of like pathway.
It basically makes this all so much more accessible and more rapid and more affordable, right? This is just where we like make more DNA essentially. It's like, it's basically like a ready-bake oven. You put like your template in there and you put all the ingredients and then you press go and like all the enzymes work to kind of like build a bunch of DNA from a given template. This equipment is what we use to kind of like test that we have the DNA that we want or the proteins that we want. So another key piece of equipment here is our plate reader, which allows us to kind of like tell how fast something is growing. This is where we do the acetaldehyde assay, so we can use this piece of machinery to test how much acetaldehyde is being converted into acetate. We can do a lot of different experiments using a plate reader, which basically just reads the amount of light of different wavelengths that goes through a culture. And then, so then here is kind of cool. This is like the classic nerdy science situation, the microscope. So right now on the microscope, we have a slide here, which has our bacteria, Bacillus subtilis, which you can see like is right there, the brown circles. That's the shape that Bacillus subtilis takes when it's in the proper form for us to put it into the product, which is like a spore form, which is like a dormant form that makes it highly resilient and able to pass your stomach acid, also survive in a mailbox in Arizona or like on a front porch in Minneapolis in like the winter. It's a very resilient bacteria. I think the freezer is probably the most important thing we have in the lab. Everything we've done for the last 7 years is in here. The basis of our product and of our new products and all the building blocks it took to get there. So there's like kind of a record of everything we've done in here.
Okay, wait, so yeah. Wait, be honest. Have you ever engineered some crazy thing and just like tried to take it yourself? Like,
I mean,
like I would do that. I could like be creating some crazy shit, I'd be like, ooh, I'm just gonna,
I would argue that's what I did with the first product. Right? I definitely was the first person to try the first product. Yeah. So actually we built a strain that could break down lactose, we were lactose intolerant, If I drink half a gallon of milk and then register for the rest of the day how much I farted, like took the little ticks on a piece of paper. It was like, okay, and then that was like my baseline. And then I took the bacteria afterwards and then drank the half gallon of milk again and then registered how many farts I had just to see if it works.
I was thinking more limitless, less farting.
I feel like that works too. Basically, where we sort all different strains. So we keep most of them in this box here. And so each of these are labeled. And so if you look at like one of these boxes, each one has about like 90 strains in it. We label them by number.
Holy shit.
And then we have like a spreadsheet that where we can kind of track
the
down.
Seed bank, but bacteria bank.
Right. Yeah. And like each one of these things, like for instance, like here is a working cell bank. So we can take a small little pinprick out of one of those vials, and then grow it up in one of those incubators. And then now this is like 50 different tubes that contain the exact a clone of the strain that was in there. And so we use this, then we ship this to our manufacturer, who then grows these, puts them in a huge bioreactor and grows like tens of thousands of liters of the bacteria. But they're all identical genetically to the one that came out of that original stock out of there.
Wow.
So this seems small, but this contains like so much for us.
Wow. And this is, you can even see like we're warming, I feel bad.
We're warming up, so we'll close it up. Yeah. So we don't want to lose the bacteria. And then now,
power scheme, conference room.
Yeah, or zero conference. Yeah.
Okay, so all that hard work goes into this product here. I want to talk about like the viral kind of success of this, because I feel like it's such a defining a new category, like 2 million plus of these sold. So maybe you could tell us about kind of how you thought about bringing this to market, the packaging, with the branding, with the distribution strategy.
So, we talked about the crazy stuff, that I put into my body. It was, like I said, at the beginning, it was this. the world's first ever genetically engineered probiotic, and I was excited to test it out and tried it, and was excited with kind of how the results I felt, and so then we started, you know, working through all the manufacturing and regulatory work and stuff. And as we got closer to market, we started handing out samples to other people to see how they responded to it. And Steven and I literally handing out 10,000 vials, like samples, like in hand to people, like having thousands of conversations over the course of like the 2 years leading up to market launch.
Yeah, this was around the time we did Y Combinator, the accelerator. And mm-hmm. so we were handing it out to the entire batch. We were handing it out to all the investors we were meeting with. We were handing it out to holiday parties for all these different companies of the alums. And so it ended up being like us going up and down the peninsula,
yeah,
like going from party to party, like handing them out and seeing what people thought. And it turned out, you know, we tons of marketing advice that we got initially was not at all helpful,
yeah.
because what ended up being really compelling to people was actually the science. Like, and that was something that everyone under the sun said, like, don't be too sciencey. But it turned out that was the thing people needed to understand to like realize, okay, this is actually different. Yeah. This is something I should give a try.
And I love the honesty and authenticity. If you look at the marketing, it's like, we're going to, like, a bacteria to eat acetaldehyde. It's not like we're going to cure the hangover. Like, there's no kind of sensational, like big comments. It's just scientifically like, this is what we're doing. Like, it should help you feel better. Or like, we're targeting the thing that makes you feel bad. I'm kind of curious if there's a funny anecdote or two you could give of, because I feel like this is like the funniest product in history to be able to talk about. Like, I was just at a wedding in Italy and in Tuscany in the middle of like just 3 weeks ago. And at the end, it's 2 a.m, everyone's leaving the wedding, and I see an empty bottle of Z-Biotics on the table.
Oh,
and
nice.
I like lost it. And I'm like, oh my God. Like in Italy, like at a wedding, it was empty. Like somebody used it and just put it there. And I was like, I grabbed it and I was like, I'm gonna hunt the person down tomorrow. Then I was like, that's too weird.
like, is this your bottle?
Hey, do you want a free sample of this product? And people would like immediately get like so skeptical. Like, right, we thought we were gonna walk in and be like, hey, we got this thing that like will help you feel better tomorrow. Like, and people were like, yeah, sweet, it's free, you'll do it. And people were like, what is it? And it'd be like, well, you know, good question, glad you asked it. Like, you know, it's a probiotic that helps you, you know, feel better than after drinking. And they'd be like, well, I don't need that. And you'd be like, oh, okay, like, you know, I'd be interested to learn more. It's like, this is like us like doing customer discovery. And it like, it turned out that people were like very resistant to the idea that that they would need something like for their next day.
Like, cause Zach was, when I met him, he was one man in a lab in Berkeley, literally like sleeping on the floor of the lab as he was commuting in from Sacramento, like building this thing. And when he first had the prototype, you know, obviously before I came on with him, I had to try it. So he takes me out to Toronado, which is a bar in San Francisco on Haight Street. And he's got them in these little tiny vials at this
so
time.
Sketchy.
They're like lab vials. And he's like grabbing cocktail straws from the bar to like suck it out of this little vial at the bar. And Toronado's like, it's like, you know, it's kind of a divey place. And all these folks from like Haight Street were coming up to us and they were asking like, is that drugs? Like, what are you guys doing? And when we told them no,
we were like, oh, it's a probiotic. And they'd be like,
they were like super disappointed.
Yeah.
They were just not at all excited.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and that was like the first experience.
We were learning that like the industry as a whole, in terms of like hangover products, was like very sketchy. Like, right, it was a lot of snake oil. There was like no consumer trust. Our product isn't like this get out of jail free card, right? And it's science based, the idea that like we can help. And it's like, you know, if you incorporate our product into other responsible drinking habits, you can do better the next day.
Moving beyond this product, I think this is so cool, and it's seeing tremendous success and growth, but this is just scratching the surface of the vision and potential for the technology. So I'm curious if you could tell us about what else is in development, how you come up with a problem to solve for this, because that's almost such a creative part of what you do.
This is meant to be, I think, a really exciting, but like just generally a proof of concept of like all the things that we can do with this tech, right? Like, this is as a very nice like visceral readout for the user. They can try the product and really feel whether or not it's working. What a great kind of, if we're the world's first genetically engineered probiotic, this is a great way to kind of prove that out, that the technology is valuable and will work. But there's so many more things that we want to build. Our future products are targeted on totally different use cases. And so I think that the thread that connects them all is the idea that we can use biotechnology and genetic engineering to invent new ingredients that perform functions that did not exist in the market before, right? It's like, it's not just that like we're making a better version of something else. It's like we are giving the bacteria functions that you did not have access to until we built that ingredient.
whether it's what you're eating, whether it's how you're sleeping, whether it's if you're exercising, whether it's whether you're recovering from different experiences that you might be having. Each one of those can be a genetically engineered probiotic.
So are you allowed to say what your new product is?
Well, I think we're trying to keep the powder dry on that for right now. Like our second product, we're looking to launch in the summer.
Okay. So there is a second product.
No, there is a second product. And it's already built and validated, and we're just in the process of, you know, patent filed, and we're in the process of commercializing that now.
In 10 years, let's say, how many different products do you see ZBiotic having?
Yeah, it's again, I mean, I think that we envision for the near term, like a product every ballpark, like every 18 months. I guess like that would be around like 6 or 7 products by that point. But of course we could accelerate that timeline as we move on. To be more. I think what I'm most excited about is the category we're building.
There aren't that many people in the world who can produce custom, precise bacteria at a large scale.
Yeah. Because you don't actually, you kind of design it and then someone else produces it.
Exactly.
So finding that partner and stuff.
Finding that partner, yeah. So, you know, we take that strain that Zach showed you in the lab and then we ship that out to somebody who can grow it in a 20,000 liter tank up to a massive, you know, volume of bacteria and then can spin it down, dry it, give us an ingredient that we can put into a bottle. This is also the same technology that the alternative protein companies, like the new like meatless meat, that's the same type of process that they're using as well. And we care also so much about quality that we sequence every batch and we notice if there's any foreign DNA in there, so any kind of contamination. And unfortunately, I think a lot of probiotics companies out there generally are okay with a certain amount of contamination in a batch, and we're not. So we end up tossing about 1 in every 2 batches that we get because they get contaminated.
When we work with traditional probiotics company manufacturers, they haven't had to earn that trust of the consumer. And so their quality standards are lower than ours. So,
and I think that goes a long way to show like the consumers, at least me personally, like how much trust I'm putting in ZBiotics. I think people are a little bit spooked when they hear
totally.
GMO. So to hear that kind of control, I think is like super reassuring.
Exactly. It's like, it's necessary, right? Like that's exactly right, right? If we're introducing something new, then we have the responsibility to earn people's trust about that. And so that requires us to be really buttoned up and really careful about what we're doing and making sure that we're paying attention to every detail and obsessing about the quality of the product and purity of the product.
Yeah. And it also gets to, at the end of the day, it's like, what are we selling? We're not selling probiotic, we're selling a function. We're selling the function of that probiotic. And if that function's not there, that product's not working.
If you like Google it, the ratings are amazing. The reviews are awesome. I encourage everyone to try it. I don't know how much you want to share but beyond 2 million bottles sold on the viral growth, because I think that's a big thing of like, we're investors in the company. We're super biased. We think this is amazing. And the numbers are incredible of just like, wow, this is really taking off. Subscriptions on the website. So I'm kind of curious if you can share any stats or fun facts about that. That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, a couple quick stats that you can share, but almost 3 million bottles sold now, which is wild.
Wow.
And we've been tripling year over year since August 2019 when we launched, which I think has shown the growth.
And exactly. And I think that like telling of why we're growing is that the product is good. Like you said, we have great reviews, but then if you look at like some other indicators of kind of people's satisfaction with the product, in every kind of like monthly cohort of people, right? Like our customers, that even the customers we got in like August of 2019, our first month on the market, like their lifetime value, that cohort continues to go up. Like we haven't seen a tapering off of any of our customers' lifetime value.
They keep buying.
We're at like a comparable level of net promoter score, like so basically customer like faith and satisfaction of the product as like Apple, like a net promoter score in like the high 60s.
So just wrapped up our ZBiotics tour and interview. Huge shout out to the team. Start by solving the hangover. Jokes aside, this is scratching the surface on an entirely new category of product that I see humans using for decades and decades to come, that is gonna solve so many other different problems. So I hope you enjoyed our tour at the ground floor of an incredibly exciting company.
It's crazy to finally be at a point in time where we can make like genetically engineered products that we can consume. And like this was never possible for so many years. We didn't know what DNA was. We weren't able to edit bacteria. We didn't have all the tools, the equipment. As someone who's like a healthy person, that I can now use biotech to live better, that fires me up. It makes me really excited. And so now we're living in the biotech revolution.
Tamper-proof seal here. Super great UI, incredibly easy. Shake well. bacteria is pumped up, ready to eat all my acetaldehyde. That's a really good herbal, like, science taste. Wow, already feeling great.
Really moving around the ZB183 inside the vial.
Brews just arrived. How's it taste?
Wow, tastes really good. Tastes like almost like a drink.
The Hyperguap team, hard at work.
Cheers, doing due diligence.
Millions and millions of dollars and hundreds of years of science boils down to us being able to have cutting edge bacteria designed to help you hang up. That's pretty cool.
How are we feeling? Next day.
We put the work in, and I gotta say, I was expecting to be more hungover. Shout out to our homie Tarek, who we met up with impromptu and made me like a quadruple Negroni. I'm not hungover at all. I'm just a little bit groggy and tired. This is literally, I woke up like 4 minutes ago or like 2 minutes ago. And now we're getting coffees and crushing the day. Game day, baby.